And now for some expert advice from the experts at Upstate. Dr. Stephen Ferrone, a distinguished professor of psychiatry and of neuroscience and physiology, tells parents what to do if they believe their child may have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
The most important thing is not to wait. Many parents are concerned about the child may have ADHD. They've read stuff in the internet or the news that make them worried about getting treatment, and they wait and they wait and they wait, and then many years later the child has serious problems because the child hasn't been treated. Most pediatricians are very well trained in diagnosing and treating ADHD, so tell your pediatrician you have these concerns, tell them why you have these concerns, and they'll do a careful evaluation and tell you whether your child has ADHD or doesn't. They might come back and they say, you know, your child just has normal childhood exuberance, and you're a little bit too worried, and I wouldn't worry about it. If that's the case, it's frequently the case, for example, with a young parent who is first child, they don't have a good comparison sample. But if you have three kids and you know your child's unusual, or your teacher's told you this is the worst kid in the class and this is an unusual child, then you need to either go back to the pediatrician or maybe see a psychologist or a psychiatrist to get a second opinion. Usually the pediatrician's right, but sometimes they do make mistakes. If they tell you the child has ADHD, don't delay treatment. Every year you delay treatment is a year that your child is exposed to many risks. The risks of having difficult friendships, not socializing properly. The risks of failing in school, not doing as well as they might. There's no reason to do that because all that happens is your child's self-esteem goes down and their problems get worse. Many parents delay treatment because there's lots and lots of misinformation on the internet. They'll tell you that ADHD medications are evil, they're dangerous, and so forth. Many ADHD medications have been used since the 1960s. They've been used safely with hundreds, thousands, millions of people. So don't be afraid of the medications. Many parents say, I want to try something else first before I go to medications. And that's your right as a parent to do that. But it's also your obligation as a parent to do the best for your child. So research those other options. And I'll tell you, as somebody who has researched those options, that there are very few that actually are known to work when they've been tried in many, many people, or there are many that have not been tried at all, and there's somebody just selling them because they can convince people to depart with some of their money for this service. Now, there's some that do work. For example, omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to be modestly helpful for children with ADHD. They're about half as effective as ADHD medications, but they can be useful. But again, you have to research that because all omega-3s aren't created equally and they're not regulated for the treatment of ADHD. You need one that's high in something called EPA as opposed to being lower in EPA. The other things you have to think about is to monitor how well your child is doing in treatment. What will happen typically is the pediatrician finds a good medication for your child. And this may involve trial and error. And don't be worried if the pediatrician tries one drug and it's not working well because of side effects or it's not reducing the symptoms and they move to another drug. It's perfectly normal. There's no simple way to say which ADHD drug of the ones that are available are going to be the best for your child. But after that period of time, hopefully your child is doing well and most will be doing well. You just need to monitor other problems the child might have because medications aren't always the complete answer. They may still have problems in school and require help there. You may need some help as a parent to learn how to parent your child better. There's something called behavioral family therapy that can help you. So keep thinking in the back of your mind, monitoring your child's progress, thinking of ways that you can help them. And don't worry. They'll do well if they're treated and you monitor them. Most people with ADHD are able to live productive and happy lives.